Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Hey guys, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey there.
Happy Friday.
Boy, I got out of the car. It's nippy outside.
It's so cold.
I didn't realize it. I mean, I'm in a garage, so I get, you know, in the car, in the garage, go on with my morning, and then I got here and got out, and I was like, good Lord, what the hell is going on? Massive storm rolling through the country, though, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, it's, well, depending on what you want to call it, it's either Winter Storm Fern or Winter Storm Benjamin. We're naming them now.
What? We name winter storms?
No, yeah.
When did this happen?
I guess it's that big.
Fern?
It deserves a government name and everything. So, yeah, the word is that here in the U.S., we're calling it Winter Storm Fern, and then the European forecasters are calling it Winter Storm Benjamin. But that just
Benjamin.
Gives you an idea of how big it is that everyone across the world is talking about it. But
it is massive.
It's set to cause some chaos.
Looking at this story here, it's a 2,000-mile-across storm. From the Arizona-New Mexico border to upstate New York, all the metros from Dallas to New York are in the storm's path.
Sheesh, man.
At least a dozen states have declared a state of emergency, and the National Weather Service said today that 132 million people are under alerts for snow, sleet, and freezing rains. Oh, my God. Wind chills of 40 to 50 below zero are possible.
Oh, yeah.
In the upper Midwest Great Lakes region.
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
They're expecting minus 56 in my hometown today.
How do you live like that?
I was showing Josh. This is where the trees are exploding.
I got that. Pulled back for later in the show. But, yeah, the trees are blowing up.
Intense. So, yeah, it's cold out there. I mean, I've got the socks that have the little stickies on the bottom. You know what I mean? The ones you're only supposed to wear around your house. I have those on right now because it's that cold.
They're thick, huh?
Yeah.
But that's just for slipping and falling.
I know, but you know, they're like little slipper socks, but they're super thick, and so I have them on this morning.
You have shoes on over them?
Absolutely.
Oh, did you get them on?
We are ready.
You got a thick foot right now.
You got the boots.
Thick foot. Well, it's not going to get that bad here in Denver, but I'm seeing single digits now. The temps just keep dropping. Right now it's 7 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It's nippy. I'm going to be sending my son a message here in a few minutes because he is a, you know, wicked cool guy in middle school who, God forbid, any of his friends know that he owns a coat.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to send him a message this morning that says, please wear your coat today, for God's sakes. You're still a cool guy.
Yeah.
Your friends will be fine knowing that you own a coat. It'll
you're
be okay.
The coolest ones of your friends.
Please
like,
wear a coat today.
Don't get frostbite.
Sakes. And then tomorrow's going to be nasty, and then kind of nippy for the Broncos game. So.
Yeah, but sunny.
Coldest one of the season.
Yeah.
But sunny.
And that always helps.
As we win.
For the fans in the stands where the sun is hitting it. That always helps.
No, I got to ask you guys, I always enjoy this type of weather because it is just good eating weather.
Yeah.
It is good eating weather. You planning anything?
It heats you up. Yeah, after the show today, I'm going to the grocery store to get everything for crock pot chili.
Really?
And then
Katie?
The cornbread with the pieces of the corn in it. And then my bestie, she's in charge of whatever sweet treats we're going to eat tonight because we've got like a marathon of love after lockup to get in. I'm so excited. There was a new season, and we haven't seen any of it, so we've got 3 episodes lined up for us to watch tonight over a nice big bowl of chili.
What are the odds? I'm doing the same thing.
Are you really?
A love after lockup marathon tonight.
Oh, I can't wait for this season. Everything that's
dropped. I'd rather lock myself up.
On the socials, like, it looks so intense, so I love this show.
So three
so
episodes and chili
three
and
episodes.
Farting with your friends.
And the first episode is like 2 hours long, so we're talking like what? 4 hours of love after lockup.
You have a lot of chili in you.
That's like one Star Wars movie. Like, that's
okay, so funny story about that, though. My girlfriend, obviously, she knows me very, very well. But the funny thing about that is over Christmas, she got me a cookbook because I want to start cooking a lot more. And the cookbook has all Star Wars-related foods, but there's a whole soup section. And I want to choose a soup out of that section that will make it for this weekend as
you
well.
You need to.
Because you can make it all these different colors and everything. Like, there's, I remember looking at, there's like this some blue soup that they had in Star Wars Episode 5 that they drank because they were on Hoth, a really cold planet and stuff. So I want to make that because I want to make it look like the Star Wars food that they had there. And then it has a step-by-step way that you can make it look like that and everything. So I'm going to do that this weekend because it's going to be really cold. And I'm going
to
send you guys pictures because I want
to.
Yes, I want you to see what it looks like.
I want to see what this soup looks like.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
There's section by section. There's a whole soup section for when it gets freezing out here.
Star Wars soup.
I'm so excited.
That is nutty.
It's another level of nerdism, I know, but I love it.
I like that.
She's so happy.
Yeah, let me know how your poopy looks after.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of that.
Just saying. Smurf poop. Yep. Robert was listening this early. Good morning, Robert. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Well, we are super dupes, buddy. You wanted to sound off about us talking about food already this early.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing better than talking about cold weather food at 6:15 in the morning.
It gets you thinking, though, right? Like what you're going to have this weekend.
Yeah, so my brain always says, well, okay, if it's this cold, I probably want something hearty and or spicy because there's different levels of cold. There's like freezing cold where a nice chicken noodle soup sounds good, so on and so forth. So I was just curious, what's your guys' go-to food when it gets this cold outside?
Oh, that's pretty good. I know, well, for me personally, tonight I'm throwing a couple chickens on the Traeger to smoke, like whole chickens for like 3 hours. So we're going to have some rotisserie chickens. And then tomorrow when it's really cold, I'm doing minestrone soup in the crock pot with some sort of rolls or something. Josh apparently is having blue soup.
Yeah. Star Wars themed.
What about you, buddy? That's more important. What's your cold weather food?
So when it gets this cold out, my go-to is a loaded baked potato soup or something spicy. Like that is my go-to when it gets this cold to feel that nice warm feeling inside.
You feel all heavy and frumpy. Totally. And you just lay on the couch in your sweatpants.
Exactly. It's like, oh no, I ate too much. I have to stay inside.
I can't do anything today. Oh no.
The loaded baked potato soup. I have not made that in a couple of years. That's a solid pick, Katie. Wow.
It's so good with crumbled bacon bits on top, green onion, sour cream, and cheese.
Stop it. You're turning me on.
Yeah.
Do you dip anything in that, like some French bread or some biscuits? Or
Typically, if we have it on hand, we'll do some sort of either sourdough or put it in a bread bowl.
You know what I would stick in there? You know what I would stick in there? My fingers. What? Just my fingers. Lick my fingers.
Ew, that's unsanitary.
What, you don't like that?
Don't do. Use a spoon.
And then I would
Jeremy.
Make eye contact.
I'm
I would,
already imagining it over here. Like I can see and I would make, fingers in and going, oh.
I would make so much unnecessary eye contact with you as well, Robert, as I'm doing it.
And noises.
Buddy, thank you for sounding off this morning and having us on bright and early. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Kisses.
You too,
bye,
man.
Robert.
Thanks for calling in. That's such a good move. I might have to make that one tomorrow.
Sounds really good, right?
You know what
really
I like? Nice. I like to dip potato chips in my baked potato
as
soup.
You would.
Just, I mean, then, come on. More potato. Potato. Why not?
I'm on my health journey.